Hello and welcome to the Spandex and Wine podcast. I'm your host, Robin Hackney, and I'm so happy that you're here. This podcast is a place for conversations about balancing a healthy lifestyle and being happy. More specifically, happy hour. Together, we'll explore all things wellness and wine. I hope you learn a little, laugh a lot, and along the way, know you're not alone on this balanced wellness journey. Ready to jump in? Pour something in your glass that makes you happy because it's time for Spandex and Wine. Hello and welcome to the Spandex and Wine podcast. I'm your host, Robin Hackney, and I'm so grateful that you are here. This week, the podcast turned 6 months old. It went fast and slow all at the same time, and I'm still absolutely loving it. The guests that I've had on are amazing, and I'm learning so much, and there's so many more in the pipeline. I can't wait to share it all with you. I just recently announced in my weekly newsletter, and by the way, if you're not getting the newsletter, you need to get signed up. You can use the link in the show notes or just reach out to me and I'll make sure that you get added. Anyway, I announced that Spandex and Wine will be going on tour. Doesn't that sound fancy? Get ready to sip, sweat, and laugh our way through the best spots in town. Some of the stops will include the option of a workout class or a yoga session with me. Some will involve shopping. Some will be just sipping. All of them will include the option for you, if you would like, to be on the podcast. I'll be recording just short tracks to be used all summer long in episodes. I can't wait, and I can't wait to announce the lineup of everything that's coming. But that's not what today's episode is about. With it being 6 months since I launched the first episode, I thought it would be fun to give you snippets from my top three most listened to episodes. Are you ready? We're kicking it off with Aubrey McLaughlin. She was my very first guest and my most listened to episode to date. Here we go.
Well, I guess since age 11, I had a pure passion for people, Robin. So I think finding a way to serve, which choosing health is a way to serve, was definitely in my destiny. But I guess for me, it really started back in 2015 when I was just at my biggest and my doctor looked at me and said, Aubrey, I have got to get you off these medications. You are a walking stroke waiting to happen. And 2015, I don't do math. I just turned 40. I was too young, Robin, to be going through that, right? Like way too young. I was 345 pounds and just, I don't know how it happened, right? So I went all in. I reached out to my sister who had had some great success herself. And she made me just workout programs. She found an app. I think back in the day, it was called bodybuilding.com. I don't even know if it still exists. Okay. And she put together workout programs and I did them in my basement and they were all weightlifting. And great. I spent that like right under 12 months and I lost 80 pounds and I felt amazing. I kind of focused on nutrition, but I always just kind of thought I ate healthy, but I just had great success. And that, Robin, is where that ended for a full, like, so 2016, I was down to about 265 and I maintained that till 2019 when I was like, still not feeling good, got a corporate job that was making me travel. And quite frankly, it was terribly embarrassing to have to ask for seatbelt extenders, to be treated like a terribly toxic person because you were overweight. And I don't know if that's, I don't know, a lot of that is what we carry ourselves and just feel it projected like that at us. But whatever it was, made me ask a friend for help. And I got with who I call my health partner, badass in crime, Aaron, and I found health and chose health and have decided to choose health every day since then. So
that is awesome.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So yeah, it's now I'm, you know, weighing in right around the 135, 140. So I've totally lost 200 and ish pounds, 208-ish pounds over my adult life. But maintenance is hard. I've never been here. So this is new to me and it's terribly difficult. So I think what people have to remember is health is for life. And the more that we come together in doing it together rather than in competition, I think is where we are all more successful.
Oh, that's great. Aubrey, it's just wonderful. And I'm so glad that she said yes to being on the podcast. And my next guest, you guys heard her. She was early in the launch as well, Amy Williams. She is a health coach. She is absolutely wonderful. She has retreats as well that she does. And she's just such an inspiration to me. I've known her since, I mean, we said it in the podcast. I think it was like in middle school. I can't even remember, but she had the number 2 most downloaded episode. So, and when I say download, I mean just a listen. You don't have to actually download it. A listen counts as a download. It's a little bit kind of weird to describe. But anyway, I was so happy that Amy said yes, that she shared her time and knowledge with us. I hope she comes back. But here's a snippet from her episode.
Everything begins with for me, it was a skin disorder. And mm-hmm. I went from doctor to doctor to doctor of what's wrong with me. I had been in the nail industry. I had owned a nail salon already for about 20 years and could not figure out what was wrong with my skin. It was just simply breaking open all the time. It was hurtful. I looked like Mickey Mouse going everywhere because I wore white gloves whenever I went anywhere because I was worried about all these lesions. And after 3 dermatologist appointments, and them just wanting to put me on prednisone and medicate me, I then was led to functional medicine and was led to a medical center that was 1.5 hours north of where we live. And they led me through all types of testing that led me to leaky gut syndrome and then led me down the path where I was just severely constipated. Then I began, well, we're going to get a little bit deep and a little bit personal. So hopefully everybody doesn't mind this a little bit of TMI, but then it led me to pooping 30 to 50 times a day, which is always a fun day when you poop in natural grocers. And oh, so mess in aisle 5. And then that led me to a round of multiple antibiotics of Flagyl and Cipro, and they were just treating me for what they said I had, C. diff, but none of the medications, none of the testing came back in alignment of that. So then I got led to have my first colonoscopy of my life in my 40s, and they then diagnosed me with ulcerative colitis. So through that, I started just doing the research of how to holistically work with this. And so it led me to the SCD lifestyle. SCD lifestyle is a certain particular meal way of life that people live that have Crohn's, ulcerative colitis. And that then led me also into a journey of knowing I needed a therapist because I had repressed emotions and grief and depression and all of these things that just continually drum up when you start working with your gut. And then a year later, I looked at my husband and I was like, I just don't feel like I fit into this ulcerative colitis community anymore. I was part of a community. I was part of a support group. And so I then went and paid for my own colonoscopy the next time because they don't normally, insurance doesn't like to pay for that 2 times in a row.
No.
So a year later, I went back to the doctor and they reversed my diagnosis. I did not come back with ulcerative colitis, which they say is an unreversible autoimmune. So first and foremost, every single person listening, just know you are not your diagnosis. You can overcome symptoms of autoimmune. And it may take a long time and a lot of diligence, but you can do that. So that is biggest and first and foremost thing that I want people to know. And so then through that, sometimes we get worse before we get better. And so then that led me into what they call mast cell activation syndrome. And I began becoming this person called Fire Girl. I named her. She was like a superhero. So just imagine just this person in this amazing, awesome spandex outfit, right? We're in spandex and wine right now. So we're in this awesome spandex outfit with no capes because I watched The Incredibles. And I know you don't want to have a cape when you're a superhero, but I was Fire Girl. Burr, burr, burr. And Fire Girl became inflamed from the neck up. And my face would become extremely extremely swollen. If anybody wants to know what she looked like, I can absolutely email anyone a picture. And she began my motivation of leading into continual more lifestyle changes, more gut renewal, more including things that maybe I had never even heard of or thought of in a holistic lifestyle. And so one of the things I did was I lived a low histamine diet, and I started recognizing there was histamines in foods. Histamines to me, living in the Midwest, I would assume maybe it's this way for in the whole world, but there's histamines, right? In the fall, people get hay fever and all this stuff. And I just think of, oh, you need to take an allergy medication or something because you want antihistamine.
Right.
But I didn't realize that some of these foods that I'm eating, yogurt, fermented foods, are all these high histamines, and histamines are in food. What? Latex is in food. What? I didn't understand that. So that set me down a whole other journey of continually learning, growing my education. And then, yeah, it led me to pretty much healing and overcoming the verge of really an eating disorder. I got to a place where I could only eat like two foods, three foods, and without becoming Fire Girl. And she was a jerk. You didn't want her around. She was worth only eating three foods. So through that, it was just like, okay. And that is kind of where 4-8 Lifestyle began. And I went to school to become a master wellness coach and still continually get to love on people's feet in the salon, but also now get
the opportunity. Fun. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so just finding that continued healing, and I'm still finding that continued healing through my own journey, but then also just through helping others find their own healing journey. And
right.
So yeah, that's where 4-8 Lifestyle was made.
Oh, Amy is just so wonderful. Okay, so the next guest I'm super excited about because I'm so darn proud of her. The third most downloaded was with Casey Volker. Her story was a story of sobriety, if you remember that. And I don't know if you caught it at the end, but I said something to her. Oh, wait a second. It may have been after we stopped recording. I think that may have been it. That's what it was. I encouraged her to move forward with life coaching. And she has done it. She is in a certification right now. I am going to have her back on the show. I can't wait. But here's a little snippet from her episode.
I actually had been kind of depressed and been drinking a lot. And I was just justifying everything with drinking. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't just have one drink, so it would just end up being a lot all the time, every day. I wasn't being a good mom. I have two beautiful little girls, and I'm a single mom. And I wasn't paying attention to my health, them, my work, my family like I should have been. Everything was dependent on when I could drink, when I was going to be with like my boyfriend at the time or with somebody that I shouldn't have even been with. Mm-hmm. And I was on the phone with a friend of mine who is in recovery. And he literally was like, Casey, you just explained to me like four different ways of how much you drink. And it was just a big eye opener. And I'm like, you know, you're right. I wasn't concentrating on anything. My money was a mess, like my finances. And I was overweight and I was just very unhappy with myself. Yeah. And I was doing direct selling and my business was suffering. And I going from being really, really good at it and having it being successful. And then after, you know, COVID and having it be nothing, it was just a big downer for me. And I always felt like I needed to prove myself to people. And I really didn't ever know who I was. And I'm like, I can't live like this anymore. I've got my two little girls. I've got me. I have a lot of friends and family that love me. And I didn't love myself. And it was just an eye opener when I had a conversation with my friend and he told me about a treatment center that I decided to look into and then check into.
Yeah. And before that conversation, did you recognize those things in yourself and you just kind of like, I don't have a problem?
Yeah, I did. And it was crazy because I had been drinking since I was 16. And so when I went to treatment, I was 41, 42. Yeah, 41. So then it was just like, you know, alcohol was my best friend for that long. And so I knew, I always knew deep down that it had been a problem, mm-hmm. but the friends I was hanging out with, like some of them weren't the best of friends. And so that's what we would do. And like I said, we'd find every excuse to have a drink, and then it could never just be one. And then I was just doing stuff that I shouldn't have been doing. I had no business doing it or being with certain people. It was just a mess, and everything was so loud in my life, and I couldn't focus on anything. I couldn't just sit for an hour with myself. It was just really heartbreaking and sad, and everything got to be so loud, and it was just like, I can't focus. It was like I needed to get out of my own head. I needed to get away from where I live in this small town, because that's what everybody does is drinks. You know, they all have their, you know, like, no, you should do this. You should do this. Or no, you don't have a problem. Or, you know, let's just have a drink. Or, you know, it was always something. And I'm just like, so I recognized, I saw the signs. I had very few people that would maybe say something to me about how much I was drinking. But like my ex-husband, he said something after we were split up and going through divorce. It wasn't like, well, why didn't you say something to me when I was drinking a lot and before we split up? Because I'm sure alcohol did contribute to that. Sure. So, you know, two divorces, and now I have two little girls. It was just like, I just woke up and I was just like, what am I doing? I'm over 40. I'm like, I have a good job. I have good people in my life. Like, why can't I love myself enough to be happy? I guess.
Yeah.
Put it that way. And that's what treatment did for me, and getting sober and finding my faith and learning that God did forgive me. And I just know that I can't ever have one drink. So I just can't ever do it, because I know what it'll lead to. So yeah.
All right, that is it for today. But I want to give a huge shout out and thank you to every single one of my guests that have been on the past 6 months. Like I said, it's been amazing. They have been wonderful. I've learned so much. I hope you have too. The next 6 months gets even better. More wonderful guests. Like I said, I'm going on tour, so that will be so much fun to get to see and meet a lot of you in person that are just listening that I haven't met yet. That is super exciting to me. And then reconnect with old friends and see those that I see on a regular basis, but that I know that they listen and support me. So thank you to all of you. So that'll be this summer. And then in the fall, we have Wine Camp coming. If you haven't seen it, where have you been? I'm teaming up with Penny Fitzgerald with the podcast Penny for Your Shots, and we are going to make this such an epic event. You can find that link in the show notes, because we have a YouTube video out there explaining everything. And then there's a Facebook group that we've been adding people to as they get signed up to give them even more information. So if you have any questions about that, please let me know. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for giving me a 5-star review. If you haven't taken the 5 seconds yet to do that, if you wouldn't mind, please do. You can just write something like, love the podcast, whatever you want to write. But a 5-star review definitely helps the algorithm for them to push out the podcast even more. All right. Again, let me know if you have any questions, and I will see you next time. Thank you for listening. If you're enjoying this podcast, be sure to follow Spandex and Wine so you don't miss an episode. To do this, just go to the podcast and click subscribe or follow wherever you're listening. Look for the plus sign or follow button. This is one of the best things that you can do for the podcast. If you'd also be willing to give a 5-star review, that would be amazing and much appreciated. Lastly, please share an episode with a friend or 5 to keep the love going, and join the Spandex and Wine community in our private Facebook group by searching Spandex and Wine. Feel free to reach out to me at any time by emailing info@spandexandwine.com or text me at 913-392-2877. I appreciate you. Thank you.